not your first time here. Look, when it starts.
It's been 2 years, bro. Yeah, start.
Oh, mo, that's been a while too, Sha. Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the Restroom Podcast. Of course, it's me, Oyinkosola, talking to you today. And I have a very special guest here with me. She's been on the podcast before, so I won't call her a guest like that, Shaspa. This is like her second time. But she's here and I'm excited to have her here. So you're a guest, bro. Oh yeah, Ogbeni, talk.
Wow, so everybody's getting here. You call me Ogbeni on the pod.
What do you want me to call? Okay, I'm sorry, married woman, Ma. Can you talk, Ma?
No. Anywho, it's been, I don't know, almost 2 years.
Yeah.
And I'm super excited to be here. My name's Olamide. And once again, should I say what I am?
Introduce yourself now.
My name's Olamide. I'm a YouTuber. And I currently work in HR.
Okay.
What else? I think that's about it.
That's about it.
That's
right?
What I do at the moment.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I think last time when Lamide was here, Lamide was in Lagos, but now she's no longer in Lagos. Last time Lamide was here, Lamide was single.
Yeah.
But she's a full-blown married woman.
See how life can change in how many years,
like just like that, like this, what has changed about you? I see the way you just said it.
Last time we had a conversation on your pod, we talked about something. We talked about Japa.
Apparently, so we do not know that he down the line, Yusef. Down the line, Yusef, you are going to migrate, Abby. But it is what it is. It is what it is. How was your week? Just give us an overview. How was your week or your weekend? Is there anything fantastic that happened? Anything particularly interesting you want to share?
Well. My week was fine. Nothing out of the usual. Just going to work, coming back, filming for YouTube, attending to my family.
Aww, that sounds sweet.
Yeah, I went for an event. One women's event organized by my church yesterday. Just reading up a lot. Basically, that's I believe.
Oh, nice. The part that you said that we're telling to my family, I was like, oh my god. The fact that you even said that, like I tell it to my family, is like, Jesus, see how things have changed, God. That's amazing. That was so sweet. That was so sweet. Aww. Why am I mushy like this? Snap out of it, Oyinkosola. For me, I'm not a mushy. Don't spoil my cred here. This is not the place and time. This is not the place and time.
Yeah, sorry.
For me, my week was just regular. Today, I just got back from church, not quite long. So I had to quickly come up and just set up so that we can record this episode. Anything fun that happened this week? My aunt gave birth recently, so I just went to, you know, see her and the baby, and it was just so sweet, just experiencing like the circle of life. Is a really beautiful baby boy, Onoluashola, and I mean it was just so amazing, just, you know, watching and just experiencing that, and she herself, it was just amazing. I'll say that's the highlight of my week. Basically,
nice.
That's the highlight of my
week.
You said what?
Never mind.
I'm sure you cannot repeat that. You don't have the confidence to repeat it. Please, let's move on to why we are here. So, as you must have seen from the title of this episode, the two both of us that have no idea how it is to blow overnight are here to teach you how to blow overnight. It's so funny because technically we've not even blown in our locality, right? But we are so confident that we can teach you people how to blow overnight. And this one thing I like about, should I say, maybe having a podcast or a channel, it makes you seem wise in the sense that you are on the other side of wherever you are, dishing your opinions and thoughts to people. I am just seeing what it is you are saying confidently, and people are listening, even if it's like an audience of 10 or 2 or 100 or thousands, they are actually listening, whatever. So it just sounds like, you know, we are here as senseis having a masterclass on how to definitely blow overnight. So
disclaimer, I've been saying disclaimer of things. If you push you, hold your ear. We are not teaching you how to blow vagina.
What do you mean that we are not teaching you how to blow vagina? That's the title of this episode, so we are doing it.
Okay. Well, me, I've said my own. I'm just going to, like, drop my own 2 cents. But if you not blow, I'm trying to get it my own 2 cents. It's not me.
So it's me.
It's you.
Wow. You are never coming back again. You are not coming back again. You show me that you're not coming back again. So let me give like a quick backstory as to this episode, right? This episode is kind of based on the conversation that I had with Lami and another friend of ours, Sumi. She was supposed to be on this episode as well, but she couldn't make it. And we had this episode, funnily enough, last week, Sunday. And we're just talking, just catching up on things, basically. And we're talking about our growth process, basically, how we've been working on one thing or the other. And how somehow, you know, it seems like we are yet to blow in our respective fields, rather. And this aspect of our life basically is mostly based on our creative side. Like Lami already said, she has a YouTube channel. And I run a business, I make clothes, and this is my podcast that I've not really been serious with, but we are here to change that. And Sumi as well, the friend that was supposed to be on this episode, equally has a YouTube video. So we're just, a YouTube channel rather, and we're just talking about this aspect of our lives and some other things and how it seems like, you know, the effort is not, you know, commensurate exactly to the results and all that stuff, and how it is in this age basically to just attain quick and overnight success. I mean, people just, I feel like it's even worse. Before, we used to say social media. I think like generalizing it and calling it social media is such a disrespect. TikTok, let's call it what it is. TikTok these days help people just, you know, become overnight sensations. So in a world whereby anybody can wake up tomorrow and become a star, why is it that some other people somewhere, it's not happening to everybody? Like, why is it not happening to everybody? So real quick, Lami, let me just, you know, ask you, your YouTube channel, why did you start it? How long have you been on it? Like, what made you start it? Just like, basically, just give us a rundown on your YouTube channel.
Okay, my YouTube channel is called Chill with Lami. It's a place to basically come and chill, to be honest. I started that video very spontaneously. I talked about it in one of my videos.
In other words, it's our page.
Yeah, and it was just born out of the fact that I felt like I was into myself. I wanted to connect with people more or make it like my mini journal. Nice. Yeah, so that's why I started my YouTube channel. It's been over a year and some months now. And yeah, I think it's been a journey so far. I didn't think that it would take so much of me and also teach me so many things at the same time. Would I say it has been rewarding? No, it hasn't. And that's why we're having this conversation. Or that's like one of the things that led to us having this conversation right now. So, yeah, I think that's about it. Did I miss out on any other questions you asked?
No, I think like basically you've given us an overview of what I wanted. So now when Lami was saying that, as if you're rewarding, let me get to the heart of the matter. Last week when I said that we're having this our call, that we're just doing random catching up on, we were about to end the call, right? And you know others, the way that you just end the call with somebody and you're like, okay, bye, take care guys, that's what we're saying. No, so Lami dropped a bombshell between our goodbyes and she was like, oh, okay guys, so yeah, take care, by the way, I want to quit YouTube. How do you say something like that and say, okay, bye-bye? Like, how do you do that? I had to be like, wait, did I hear right? It was until somebody was like, I was like, okay, yeah, I definitely heard right. Like, this girl said she's not doing a game. And for me, that was like, are you joking? Because, you know, that kind of, when people see something that you're doing and they are, should I say, super inspired and they love what you're doing, yes, it might not be where you want it to be. And they can equally see that, okay, maybe this thing is not where it ought to be. But irrespective, they are still proud of the work that you are doing, because I am, you know. And for you to just come up and just be like, I'm not doing it again. So what led you to the stage of saying that, you know what, this thing I'm not doing it again? Why I'm not doing it again? What led you to that point?
Because it felt like I'm putting water into a basket. I'm putting in so much effort, and it's not commensurate to what I'm seeing
okay
right now. And yeah, I'm putting in so much effort at my own level, like to the best of my own ability, because I'm not a full-time YouTuber. I do like other stuff outside of YouTube. So yeah.
By the way, you're a makeup artist. Say that. You're a makeup artist in London. How come we've not got into that?
Yes, I'm a makeup artist, but to be honest, I'm not actively pursuing it right now.
Okay.
I mean, I still get clients. I still had a client like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
But I'm not actively pursuing it because it's not, that's not where my life is at right now.
Okay.
I mean, it could change in like next month or in the next 6 months. But right now, like as but speaking, that's not what my is. So if it comes, if I have clients, fine. But by the way, that's by the way. So yeah, it just felt like I'm putting in so much effort and I've been doing this for about a year and I'm not seeing the reward as I should. I think that's basically why I said I'm quitting, like there's no need to do this anymore. But after that conversation, I don't know if you probably would get to asking this question, so that my answer would probably answer it. But yeah, that's it.
Oh, okay. So now with this whole feeling of giving up because you felt like, okay, maybe it wasn't, the question was shall no balance and shall some way or the other. And I know that you've been consistent, right? You've been consistent with your YouTube. And this whole
let me interrupt. Okay. If I'm being honest, I have not, it feels like I'm not casting myself. But anyway, I think people need to hear this, but I have not been fully consistent because I think the time where I started my YouTube was really a part of my life where, you know, it just started to take shape. I was just trying to figure things out and things like that. Life was lifing, adulthood was adulting. Do you understand? So okay. There were times where I got hit and, you know, I'll just take breaks and yeah, it just didn't. And because YouTube was just like something by the side, YouTube got affected as well. And if you know how YouTube works, when you're away and all of those things, your watch time decreases because the way it counts like every 12 months. So your watch time kind of decreases, sort of. So it kind of affected my channel. And I took breaks at different times of my life.
Okay.
You know, trying to figure things out. So, but there are times where I was consistent back to back. But I don't know if it has been enough to make up for that I've lost, but so far consistent, that is this year I've tried.
Okay. So me, I want to say something now. The reason I'm saying that you've been consistent is I would say that from when you left Nigeria, which was like I think September last year, right, for like a year, I can't say that you've been like dropping videos. I can't say if it is every other week, but I noticed that for like a month and a half now, I'll say that a video has been coming up every other week, right? But yeah. I know that for like a year now, which was like September last year up until, I mean, we just finished September this year, I can say that they share a video on the channel, bad as bad, one video every other month, you know, yeah. As compared to maybe people that you don't see for 2 months, 3 months and all. So the year before that, which was like 20, I think you started like actively 2020, right? Oh, you started actively YouTube 2021. I thought you said it was already 2 years. Oh, okay. So let's say 2021, irrespective, 2021, September 2021 up until like September 2022 is a year. And I can't say that to an extent you've been pushing out content. I cannot say that it's every other week or every other 2 weeks, but I know that in a month something comes out, whether it's a YouTube short or something sharp comes out on your page. So it's not entirely dormant. So I'll still give you the old consistency check, right? Now, you know the way people talk about consistency as it being, you know, the name of the game, that if you're consistent with whatever it is that you are doing, at the end of the day, you will blow, it will work, it will gel, and all that stuff. And I don't, because it's also something that even me, Sif, I consider and I bother about, right? Because I'm like, there are things that I'm putting effort into, and I know that, yes, good things take time and all that good stuff. But you see other people that they come up overnight, and this is not to, I'm not trying to envy them or anything, but I'm like, I'm putting in the work somewhere too. So why is it not matching up? The point is consistency really, is it even necessary at the end of the day? Like, because now I've seen people whereby it wasn't necessarily the fact that they were showing up every day for a year. It was the fact that maybe they were showing up once in a while, but it just so happened that that particular thing that they put out at that point in time, people just ate it up.
So it now led them to consistency. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Like, it now led them to the place of consistency. So it's not like, or there are even people whereby they've never even been doing it before. Like, it wasn't like something that they've been doing. They just did one thing and that was just it for them. So this consistency that we've been preaching, how exactly does it even really work? Because at this point, I'm not sure if it's balancing again. Like, this is me being honest. I'm not even sure if it's balancing again.
Okay, first off, how many people, I mean, I get you, but consistency. First off, I think I'm of the school of thought that people don't just come after anywhere.
Okay.
Like, people don't just blow from anywhere. Check. They've been doing something somewhere, somehow. The world just didn't know them. I understand that they are overnight sensations, but right now, even thinking about it, is there anyone that we can even think about? Is there anybody that we can say is an overnight sensation that just blew overnight?
Do you know the funny thing about this? When, sorry to cut you short, when I remember precisely that people actually started actively using the word overnight sensation was in 2007 or so. And I think it was that Justin Bieber era where everybody started calling him this, you know, viral kid and overnight sensation. Uh-huh. And I went back to his YouTube. I went back to his YouTube because apparently they discovered him on YouTube. And I went back to his YouTube channel of, I'm talking of 2006, 2007. And I found out that this guy had actually been performing in like talent shows across Canada and stuff like that, and they had been posting his videos, but it just so happened that, you know, they found the one that made him blow.
Yeah.
But the guy has videos, like old videos. Yeah. It's not that one video that made him blow. So sorry, I just wanted to chip that in. So
yeah, so I mean, I get you. I feel like if we understand the whole overnight sensation, but if we're actually very honest and we look back, there has been something that they've probably been doing. It might not have been good as the one that made them viral, but they've been in that preparatory phase. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So I don't know. So yeah, there's still, I think consistency is still, because I think I've listened to Tayo Aina and, you know, CCMA talk.
Sure. Yeah,
popular YouTubers, Nigerian YouTubers. And, you know, they just keep, when people ask, oh, okay, how did you get here? And all of those things, they keep saying the same thing. Like, they don't particularly know the video that would, in quotes, blow. But they've been consistent and it has worked for them. And these people have paid their dues. For example, I think CCMA has been on YouTube for close to 10 years.
Yeah.
Now. Tyler, I know, has been doing it for so long. Dima, like, so many of them have been doing it for way too long. And I don't know if we're starting to, like, you know, pull out the comparison card. Because after that conversation we had last week, I said to ask myself, like, really important question. So, why do I actually want to quit? Like, why am I thinking like this, things like that? But I guess we'll come to that. So I feel like consistency, to be honest, I know someone that started a YouTube channel, and sorry, this may feel like we're talking about YouTube. I think this also like ties to every other aspect of our lives. But I mean, the one that is most relatable to us is YouTube and content creation. I know someone that started like YouTube in January this year.
Okay.
And it's not even December. I think she got monetized last month.
Whoosh.
Which is like 9 months. She has put out a video every single month. And I can't, and she doesn't have the most views though. Like, there are sometimes you see she probably has like 100 views, 40 views, but over the weeks she has dropped a video consistently. And that could have been me if I had been consistent. If I had been consistent, do you understand? But again, like, it is what it is. I know better now. I'm in a better headspace to be able to know that, okay, this is what can get me to where I want to be. So yeah, I'm not sure if it's a, I don't know, it doesn't exist, or consistency doesn't exist, or it's not something which takes seriously. I think it's very important, and it actually, you know, changes everything eventually.
Okay, so you said something, and I just really want to just, you know, talk about that. You were saying something about comparison, right? like, oh, okay, that maybe because, you know, we start comparing ourselves with other people and all that. Do you feel like maybe that's even maybe the reason why we're feeling like whatever it is that we're doing is not enough? Because we're probably, you know, trying to put side by side somebody that had probably been working on it for years, or even maybe somebody that started at the same time that you started, and you can see that, okay, their growth is way more rapid than yours. So do you feel like maybe the reason why this old feeling of I want to blow now, or if I'm not doing it again, I want to give up, is because it's, you know, maybe based on comparison, or is it even just you just, you know, checking out your own metrics and you feel like it's not balancing?
How do I answer this question now? I feel like we are in a generation, we're in an Insta generation, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
We want things very fast. Like, we want to
Can
see
you blame us?
Now and see the results right now.
Can you blame us?
And it, I mean, I blame myself too. I'm in this generation. And to be honest, like, it takes a lot of having to talk to yourself to snap out of that. I think the reason why I'm feeling this way is because, you know, in social media, we can see everything on Instagram. You've probably seen the person that you started with, and then the person has blown and you're still there struggling. Comparison would definitely
come in.
There's no, you're human. It would definitely come in. But to be honest, you can't really, and again, you know, this algorithm thing can be very funny.
And wicked, let's be honest.
And wicked. Because you really cannot, you pray to the god of algorithm to favor you on the day that you post, because you cannot control how the algorithm, like, favors your posts. But the one that you can control, which is, like, post consistently and turn out, like, valuable content, is what you should, like, worry about. And comparison, like, I'm not going to sit down here and say you will not feel,
yeah,
like, that's need to compare.
That's a lie.
But somehow you just need to find a way to snap out of it and talk to yourself, and, you know, ask why you started, and, you know, why you're really doing this, like, what you want out of it. It's a lot of, you know, self-awareness, to be honest. But yeah, that's it.
Okay, so I mean, I just want to even say, talk about my own. So it's not like we're talking about you all the time, I just even YouTube.
Talk about yourself.
Okay, so you know that time when we're talking on the call and I was like, oh, that there was this video that I posted out that I'd been doing well. I checked today again and it's like 5,900 and something views.
Oh, poor. My baby.
Wait, before we get there. You know when you were saying pray to the god of algorithm? Till tomorrow, I don't know what exactly I did. I can't say it's the audio because the audio is pretty old. I can't say it's the hashtag because I've used that hashtag before. So I don't know how it worked. But it's like 5,900 and something. That's not my point. I posted another video earlier this week and the video has been stuck on 300 and something. And it's a recent, I'm serious, 300 and something views, and it's a recent audio in the sense that I feel like it's something that most people have been jumping on. So if it's based on the fact that, okay, everybody has been using this audio, I feel like it should be doing well. I'm not saying that it should do up onto, you know, the last one that I posted, but I feel like it should be doing well. So you see this thing that they call this algorithm of all these social media platforms. I don't know, to be honest, you literally don't know what to do. But like Lamide said, is something what you know to do is the fact that you just show up. There was this, I think I sent you that video of Salem where it was like, he can't control the people that follow him. He can't control how people like his content. He can't control how people engage, but he can control the fact that he's posting. So whichever one people would pick or like or would in quotes blow, well, at least he has given options in the sense that he can consistently create something or work on something that he can post. Do you get? So which one people will now say, oh, okay, we like, or we don't like, or he does not know, but he has done his job of showing up every other day. And the funny thing was, that was the video that now made Don Jazzy follow him, and Don Jazzy reposted the video. And to me, it was so ironic because it was there to talk about the fact that, see, you people, me, Seth, how I get followers, I don't know. And I've been trying to grow my page as well, I don't know. But I just know that every other day I try to show up. Am I afraid? Yes. Do I worry that people will like it? Yes. But irrespective, I still just show up. And this whole thing of, which leads me to the point of, you know, talking about this, like what I want to say next. There are times whereby I call my older sister and I'm like, see, Adak, but tell me the truth. I told you people last week, tell me the truth. Am I doing well? Because if I'm not doing well, are you aware that it's our family name that I'm going to embarrass? So if people are saying, oh, let me not bust our bubble, I don't want to hurt our ego or something, you better tell me the truth and let me know if this thing makes sense. If not, let me quickly quit now and move on to something else. But thankfully, I mean, my sisters have been encouraging and I want to believe that they are not lying to me. And they've been encouraging and they were like, okay, don't worry. You can't always, of course, there is always, you know, constructive criticism, like, oh, maybe you should do this better or you should do that better. But at the end of the day, it still boils down to, you know what, you have something good here and you can, you know, you can work with it. Now, which leads me to this thing that I want to say. Is it not that we are encouraging ourselves to continue with something that is not really, you know, that is not really, because if we're being honest, that is what it is, you know. My business is not where I want it to be. I can't even really talk so much about this podcast because genuinely, me, I know that I've not been serious, but I can talk about my business, right? So it's not where I want it to be. And like you were saying that your YouTube is not exactly where you want it to be as well. So this whole thing now is like we're encouraging ourselves to continue with something that doesn't really look good. Which, if you were a proper company or let's say an organization, is not something they will say, let's close down. Like, let's close down. So it seems like we're encouraging ourselves to, you know, do something that is not looking like it yet. It's not looking like the end view. So how do you do something like that when it's not looking like, because you're not sure at the end of the day, if we're being honest, you're not sure that, okay, you know what, this thing that I know that I have something good here, but I'm still not 100% sure that it's going to end up turning out as much as I want it to. Because there's no like waiting 10 years for it to grow is a lot. It's a lot of time. The one that they say time flies, I don't think so. It's a lot of time. So how do you now encourage yourself to continue with something that is not really looking good and you're not even sure of the end?
Okay. Good question.
That makes me sad. It makes me sound smart, like some I'm poor. Like like Christine, like, I'm a poor.
Yeah, like, so you said, what? Why should we keep doing something when it feels like it's not working out?
Yeah, it don't, like, that's, it doesn't even look like it. It's not just that it's not working out. It currently doesn't look like the end goal. It doesn't look like this is where we want it to go. So why should we continue with it?
Is your content good?
Okay.
Do you have good content? You know, it's one thing to have good content and then your views are not. It's another thing to have bad content that people are saying.
It sounds like all this project film where you cannot sing. I don't know who encourages people.
And your friends will sing, go for it, you can sing. And we both know that you cannot sing. You cannot even sing, can't do anything. So first off, like, is your content good? You need to evaluate your content. And that's what, anyway, let me use myself as an example.
Okay.
I think most times when I think of quitting, I usually ask myself, oh yeah, if I quit now, I mean, there should be something else that I can spend my time on that, you know, would probably be more valuable to me or things like that.
Okay.
It should also, or there should be something that, you know, can make me productive or more efficient, like that I can like turn my energy, focus my energy on. I've not found that yet. So that's why I'm still here. That's one. Number two is that I actually enjoy talking on YouTube.
That
like,
has
I like
to be
it when I'm in front of the camera. I'm saying, hello guys, welcome
to be honest, that has to be it. That's it.
I don't know. I'm just happy and it's like my mini journal. It feels like I'm building a diary.
Goodness.
Yeah. And that's like the reason I started this in the first place. Now is my content good? You people should decide. It's good. Can be better. I mean, if I probably upgrade my gadgets and all, but it's not.
You will know when something is good, even from the beginning stage. I'll say it's good, and this is not me being your friend. I'll say it's good.
Yeah, and I feel like if I upgrade my gadgets and everything,
it would be better.
Like,
of
it would
course.
Be way better.
Of
Maybe
course.
I should wouldn't do that. Maybe I will see
improvement.
Maybe I will see improvement, but that's by the way. Again, I usually ask myself, like, have I done everything I can to make this work? Sorry. To be honest, if I'm being honest with myself, I don't think I've done everything I can because I've not been consistent every single week. I've not used, like, you know, gadgets. I have not, you know, probably engaged more or done ads or things like that. And I've really not done everything I can. in my power to make this work. That's just the honest truth. And what would I gain by quitting? Remember our conversation last week, and you were like, if I think back in the next 3 years, will I feel proud? Will I feel proud? And again, it just feels like a war in your mind. Like, okay, so when do I even quit? When do I know that this is not working? And when do I actually quit? Because there are some times that you should quit.
That's like, I feel like that's one of the last things I even want to talk about. When do you know how to quit, to be honest?
Well, anyway, I'm going to answer this question with these answers that I've given. So what do you think?
Yeah, to be honest, I feel like the moment you just started with, is your content good? Like, are you sure of what you're putting out? Like, do you believe in the quality of what it is that you're putting out? And also, there's definitely a place of, feedback. Our friends that tell you the truth. I know we want to be supportive and all that kind of stuff. Even though, maybe if you don't have friends like that are all, brown nosers and all, at least your family should be able to, tell you the truth and all that. And like you said, have you put in all that you can to know that, okay, I've exhausted all my options and this thing still has not worked? If you've not exhausted all your options, then go back and exhaust all your options. So I feel like that's equally for me, because now that I think that's where I am. Like, have you done everything that, can you say you've done everything in the book to grow this or make this better or make this, bigger and just do your very best? So to be honest, I feel like, yeah, that answers it. Like, until you feel like you've done all these and more and it has not worked, then we should now start considering maybe we should give up, which now brings me to this giving up now, because this is not to, and I feel like that's the reason why I decided to, bring it up last, so that it's not like we're encouraging people to give up early in the game. The point of this episode is how to blow overnight. You don't blow overnight if you give up. So how
you could, actually, you could if you give up and then focus on something else.
Okay, yeah, true. Exactly, which is now about this whole point of giving up. Now, there are some people that maybe because of all this whole thing of, we've been consistent, we've put in all our efforts, we've done all the things that we know we can do, because also you doing all the things you know you can do is based on your knowledge at every point in time. It's what you know to do at that point in time. So obviously in the process of, doing better with whatever you have to do also requires you, gaining knowledge and, getting better and more skilled, more proficient in what you do. So apart from that, there are people that have, put in all their efforts, researched everything there is to do, they've done everything, and this thing is still not looking like way it will work. So how do you know? How do you know when to give up? Because there's also the place of fear, in the place that maybe somebody's like, what if it's now that I now give up, that I now blow, and it now causes you to keep up in that stage. So like, how do you, when is it the time to give up? Because so it will not be like you're hanging on to a thin thread because, what if this is the video that might work? What if this is the job that might work? What if this is the whatever it is that you are doing that might work? And you're there for a year, 2 years, 3 years, because you're just hoping somewhere in your heart that if I give up now, what if this was now? You're just hanging off to what ifs. So how do you know when it is that way, this thing, boy, I should drop it and face something else? Or like, how do you just know?
You really think that I have sense for you to be asking me this question? But anyway, I'm going to answer it. So
the point is to answer it to the best of your ability. Hey, nobody's judging, because even we self, whatever it is we are saying is to the best of our abilities.
Yeah. This is funny because I don't know who was saying that. I think they were making a joke of their mom, that their mom, that business is not even for their mother, and the mother has tried business how many times. Yeah, I think I remember it's one of my friends that the mother doesn't have head for business.
Oh my goodness.
That she has tried business. Our mom, business is not working for her. To be honest, if you look at it, when I say quitting is quitting is not exactly or entirely giving up.
It might just be you refocusing. Like, I just be focusing your energy on something else.
Exactly. Like, focus your attention on something that is, like, much more important. Like, it might be that you're taking out time to re-strategize or think of, the next thing to do, like, evaluate all your current, like, where you are currently. And you're just taking out time to probably, like, re-strategize your content and all of those things. Or maybe to be honest, I really do not know when to quit, because I feel like what I'm also learning is that as adults, you need to know that whatever you do has consequences. And if you hold on to what ifs, there's a consequence for that. If you move on, there's a consequence for that. So you need to decide, you need to choose. And this life, like a whole lot of what we're doing, excuse me, is trial and error. I think because I'm also like in a stage in my life where I'm having to choose between things and everything. And to be honest, you never know, because you've not lived this life before. So you don't know the entirety of things. But you just need to be prepared with whatever consequences will come out of your actions. But you need to think things through very well and talk to people, like, if need be. There's sometimes that you need to quit. Like, you can't be,
if you're like those project fans, you know, you suffer like an
injury or unhappiness or frustration because, you know, this thing you're holding to has made you like frustrated or things like that, or what you're trying to attain like has become unattainable and very unwise, and you're still holding on to it. No, you need to quit and choose something else that is better suited to probably your changing realities or anything. So sometimes you need to quit and be prepared with whatever comes. Now, knowing when to quit, when you've probably done everything and it's not working, you've done, like, then if you've done everything, why are you still there? Like, if you've done everything and it's not working, like, that's your sign. Like, again, it might not be, like, it might actually just be one day, but you need to be prepared with whatever, because you never know. You can stay there and eventually, actually, one day you can blow, and you might never blow. So you just need to be comfortable with everything that you hold. If you're a Christian, you pray, like, you seek counsel, like, do your research and everything. Once you've ticked all your boxes, then it's time to move.
You say you have to be comfortable with the fact that you might not blow. Are you going to be comfortable with the fact that you might not blow?
No, like, I'm not, like, just being comfortable with, is that what I said?
Like, no, basically, it was more or less like saying that, whoa, this thing, if you walk, enough, if you walk, and you must be okay with it.
It's, to be honest, like, it's your choice. You need to know, you can't blame anyone for it. Like, that's what you decided to do as an adult, and a consequence for everything that you do, so.
Me, I think when you should quit is if you are all these people that used to go on Project Fame and they've told you that you cannot sing. And they've told you.
Yeah, what if you are not going on Project Fame?
I just told you that. See, wait, but my own is just if your own is if you shall know that you are good. Because you see that singing, maybe we should not even encourage them to quit, because that's the reason why we like the shows, if we are being honest. So probably we should not even encourage people to quit. Because do you know that I watched this, like, it was a short clip I saw on Instagram. I think it was, Jimmy Fallon Tonight or so. Yeah. Ed Sheeran went on Jimmy Fallon's show and he was talking about how when he got into music and how he started, and he played one of his old songs, like those old, like broke Ed Sheeran stage. And my dear, it was horrible. I'm not saying that, he did not use like good equipment, or maybe if they enter studio they will do auto tune or something. It was, as in, baseline horrible. I'm like, if this is the Ed Sheeran that Amaka will not fall in love with, this Ed Sheeran with this voice that she wants to die on, this Amaka, I'm very sure that Amaka is not going to be in love with Ed Sheeran if she
is one of our friends, by the way.
Yeah, I'm sure Amaka is not going to fall in love with Ed Sheeran if she, because it was terrible. I'm talking of the terrible, like those people we mock when they go on MTN Project Fame, terrible. Like, that was how bad it was. But look at him today. He even put it in his rap, Take Me Back to London. He grossed half a billion on his Divide tour. Like, so I'm like, truly, truly, this whole giving up thing, I feel like I don't know, but I guess you've answered it, that to be honest, if you feel like you've exhausted all your options, like you've exhausted all your options, and of course, you know, you've sought counsel with people that you definitely value their opinion, and people that, you know, that have like genuine good in their heart for you, then you can start considering, and it may not necessarily even be like 100% giving up. It might just be, like you said, you know, re-strategizing and just refocusing or maybe just changing your path. There may be something else. Like, it may just be, it may just be something else. For some people now, they probably know that maybe music is not their way, but they know how to make money from music. So why not go into like maybe music business or something? Mm-hmm. Be a manager, be a show promoter or something, you know? So you are kind of around the space, but you are not the one holding the mic. And somehow it may not entirely be bad since you are not like front stage of something. But if you like genuinely enjoy it, you might just, it might just work for you. Like at the end of the day, it might work for you. So,
and just another thing before, I think we're already coming to the end of this, right?
Yeah.
But just another thing, another way I also like to look at it, just so that it softens the blow, is the journey. Like how the journey, like what journey has made me become.
Okay.
Like how I've been able to be consistent even when I don't feel like it. Like the values that, you know, I've been able to cultivate just by showing up, like the discipline and all of those things, even when it feels uncomfortable. Values that are going to be useful in any other thing. So, I mean, when you, I know that like the reality is the reality, but just so that it softens the blow, there are other ways to look at it, you know, so that it doesn't also feel like you've lost completely.
Yeah.
There are things that you've gained in that journey as well. So, yeah.
This thing that you just said, you know, earlier you mentioned something about how you love the fact that you're at the front of the camera and you just get to say, oh, hi guys, my YouTube channel. And I'm sure I know you, so I know it's not because, you know, you are a what's the word? There's this word.
Vain.
You are vain, or you know, you are like, you're a vain person. It's not the reason. I said it in one of like my old episodes that I actually enjoy the fact that I'm somewhere in my room or my bed and I'm recording this. Like, it's my mini journal. That was what I said in that episode. That I just like it. I like, it sounds proud, but it's the truth. I like the sound of my voice. Like, cause I end up going back to listen. Oh my goodness. I end up going back to listen. And it's like, like you said, it's like your journal. It's like keeping track of your process and growth, because I can imagine you continuing with YouTube and in the next 5 years, you go back to your old videos and you see how you've grown, not just how your face has changed or something, but how your content has changed. Like in the terms of like the depth of your content and the kind of people you probably bring on your show now, or what you just even push out. It may not be lifestyle. It may be, maybe you change it to probably purely makeup, maybe just, or something else, or maybe you turn it to a cooking channel. I don't know, whatever it may be, but it's also like a docu series of your own growth process.
Yeah.
Which is, if it doesn't help anybody, it's going to help you. Like, it's going to help you. There's this song that by Angela that says that it doesn't care if his legacy helps, if it doesn't help anybody but just himself. I feel like we have to come to that stage whereby whatever it is that we're doing, we are content in the fact that, you know what, this thing, even if I end up quitting, even if I end up moving on to something else, it was a growth process for me. It was a learning stage for me. It was something that I was able to pick up. Like you said, the act of showing up every other day, knowing that at least this week, bad as it bad, I must film. I must make a vlog. I must do something. Whether it's just come to work with me, get ready with me, or is a makeup vlog, or is a Q&A, you have to task yourself to mentally produce something that you can give people. And that's, that's a lot. Like, that's a lot, because you have to put pressure on yourself. So that's like self-discipline, organization. I don't know where this kata came from. Self-discipline, organization, like a lot of things that you're doing for yourself. And it may not look like anything to you. It may just look like I have to like drop a YouTube video, but there's a lot behind it. You know, there's a lot behind it. You by yourself now, I'm sure you are somehow teaching yourself videography skills because you want your videos to be better. And it's something you probably would not have done if you were not into it. And that's a plus to you, you know, that's a plus on your side. So yeah, I like that part. And that's like something that I know that I should definitely hold on to. In summary, I would like to say that how to blow overnight is, the first step is putting yourself out there in the first place. Whether it is working yet, it's not working yet, leave time to decide that. But I feel like the first step is, you know, putting yourself out there in the first place. So allow me quick nugget on how to blow overnight.
I don't have any nugget, but this is wake up at your own risk.
Do you know the funny thing with what you've said? If I hold a master class now and say how to vote overnight, do you know that people will pay? All I have to do is stand in front of the camera and talk confidently.
As in, because it makes you seem wise.
I've already imagined in my head. I'll just stand in front of a camera. I'll just say, my name is Esomiri Kosa, and I'm here to teach you overnight success.
I know it sounds... Google you and check your YouTube or check your Instagram. They'll just start going off.
No. They don't have to... I can always buy a page quickly. I can always quickly buy some 10,000 people. I can quickly buy some 10,000 people and just say, I'm here to teach you how. I just need 20 people to sign up, and I'm doing it at a discounted price. You just have to use big grammar here and there, and you have to pick a small number so that it doesn't look like you are hungry for their money. You have to make it look like you're not hungry, right? You throw around a relatively large sum of money, so it makes you look bigger than it, and you pick 20 people. You can say, I'm just taking this masterclass for 20 people at a discounted price of 120,000 naira. It's not about the money, but it's about the value that will be impacted. And we're working with a limited number of people because we want to impact value in our clients. We're in the last quarter of the year, and we want to help them build a vision board to visualize. Ah, you will be trying English. I'll be saying rubbish here and there. Let me day. See, the truth is, me that I know that I'm a scam. I don't need 20 people. I just need 5 people to pay me money.
Is it you that you know that you're a scam?
I just need 5 people to pay me money. After 5 people pay me money, maybe if I tell them that I'm sold out. Do they want to know if I'm sold out? Genuinely. I just tell them that I'm sold out. I'll call them my 5 people and I'll just look for one blueprint somewhere and forward it to them. Do they want to come and beat me? They want to come and beat me. So now that I'm telling you now that I should teach people, if I do this masterclass, I'm not sharing money with you.
Don't worry, I can pass on the first money. The next one, if I see that the first one was success, body like.
So you want to use me to test run? Is this how friendship works?
I'm not saying anything. No, you're going to learn.
Okay, so do you have anything you want to say? We're closing now.
Me, nothing else. I think I've said everything I want to say. I mean, I don't speak too much when I talk.
Follow our Instagram, check her out at _Vickyola, and of course check her YouTube so that she can blow overnight at Chill with Lami. I mean, if you check her Instagram,
YouTube.
I mean, if you check her Instagram, I believe you leave your link in your bio, right? So
yeah,
check her Instagram at _, I'll leave it in description, but anyways, at _Vickyola. Check me out as well so that I can equally blow overnight and I'll not go about the masterclass and scamming people. Check me out at Mode, MHODE _, and of course my business page at Pod Avenue, POD Avenue, no underscore, nothing. Like this podcast, share, rate, please rate, review, I mean, do everything. That's how people will be able to get in much more and more. Live comment, drop a review on where you get your podcast, be it Google Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you get your podcast, and just, you know, like, share everything. Tell people to listen. It's a fun episode. I think it's a fun episode, and you should listen, so you let us know if it was a fun episode as well. So bye guys.
Bye.